This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A White House session with Congress's top leaders did not lead to any breakthroughs on ending the partial government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sankar Magani reports from the White House.
They met in the Situation Room for a border security briefing, hours after the president would not venture a guess as to when the shutdown would end.
Could be a long time, and it could be quickly.
Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats say they'll introduce bills to reopen the government, saying the president's using the American people as hostages in demanding money for a border wall.
We're asking the president to open up government.
But the Democrats' plan has no wall money, and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says they insist on staging a show vote instead of working on a compromise. But he's sure one will come.
I think we can come to an agreement rather quickly.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Trump dismissed Syria as nothing but sand and death, defending his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the country and deriding what he called America's endless wars. The president's comments come Wednesday before his first cabinet meeting of the year came during a lengthy and wide-ranging session with the media, as Pat Shanahan, the country's new acting defense secretary, sat to his left. They also revealed what would appear to be a growing between Mr. Trump and other key U.S. military commanders on U.S. strategy in the Middle East and South Asia. A record number of migrants from Africa arrived in Spain through the Mediterranean Sea in 2018. According to the International Organization for Migration, Spain took in about 57,000 people from the start of the year until December 26th, or on average about 160 per day. The number of deaths at sea also reached a record high during the same period, that's 769, and that is more than three times the figure for the year 2017. This is VOA News.